everybody.
My fault. I was talking about Trim.
My son mixing Space Jam with boxing.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was a Space Jam.
I thought that's the beat you were doing.
That was Space Jam. That's where it came from.
Yes.
At least it wasn't recording.
Right. Yes, we are.
No, y'all know Malcolm's a 2000s baby.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Rose Above the Podcast. I'm your host, T-Rose.
It's your boy, Mout.
It's your girl, honey. What's up?
And we got my man, Damn Denz, in the building.
Yes, sir.
We got my man, Mustafa, in the building.
Say it again.
My man, Mustafa, in the building.
Yes.
So we got cousin Sam in the building. Yep. And we got FGG, Zo Rose, in the building. Zo, what up, Papa? Yo, what up? My man, I'm gonna give my man a proper introduction. Meek Petty.
There we go, baby.
I got you, brother.
Petty
I got
Wop.
You, brother.
Petty Wop.
I got you, brother. Yo, what's going on, y'all? How have y'all been? Wait. Shout out to our YouTube viewership. Shout out to our Apple Podcast listenership, Spotify listenership, Google Play listenership, SoundCloud listenerships. And I ain't gonna say nothing bad about them because we support. Y'all support us, we support y'all.
Wow, that's the first.
You said SoundCloud, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Making sure.
How y'all been? What's up, guys? How was y'all weekend? How's y'all week been? What's going on?
I've been good. I'm living well. I feel good. Things are great. What's going on? I went to a Dave Chappelle concert recently, which was amazing.
A concert?
Stand up.
But okay. honestly,
this nigga be going to Eddie Murphy concert.
I'm about to flip it on y'all. Because it was a concert. Because he brought out Busta Rhymes, T.I., Common. I called him Big Boy, but I forget his name. No, it wasn't Big Boy. It was
Killer Mike.
No, Young Dro.
Where was this at?
Let
Jersey?
Me see you bounce with it. MSG.
You called Young Dro Big Boy?
Yeah, I did.
The disrespect to Big Boy.
Wow. What is that
about? Yeah, disrespect to Big Boy. But
it was fire. Yeah. And Dave turned 50. It was hip hop's 50th birthday. So it was a dope.
Oh, that's lit.
He brought out John Mayer for the white viewers.
That's the white.
That's
white Michael Jackson.
OD. He's not. And I ain't going to lie. I would start trying his music because his guitar solos were fire.
If you've seen Dave Chappelle, that's the skit where he has a white dude playing guitar.
Yes, they do a little combo skit where he's playing the music and they both just be cracking jokes and stuff.
But
it was fire.
That one.
Yeah, you don't know comedy.
Wow.
You think Cat Williams still on fire?
Whoa, hold up. Let me tell you something. I like the old school comedy, Def Jam, and all of that.
Dave Chappelle is old school comedy.
Yeah,
don't you disrespect him. Dave Chappelle ain't new.
She's trying to listen to some Richard Pryor.
Nah.
Bernie Mac. Now, you want to talk about old school? Bernie Mac, Cedric.
Martin.
Steve Harvey.
Yeah, but Dave is the Richard Pryor of this time.
She likes it when they say the F word.
Which word?
Oh, this guy. See? He's dangerous. don't pay him no mind.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Please chill out, my boy.
No, my favorite comedian is Mike Epps.
How mid?
I like him.
He is so funny. He is mid as an overall, but he's good.
He is good. I want to go see him.
How mid as a choice? That's like saying,
that's who you're going to see?
Yeah, I want to go see him.
That's kind of like saying, my favorite NBA player is, R.J. Barrett.
Mario Chalmers.
Austin Reeves is my favorite. He's mad mid.
Listen, he's funny. He's funny as hell.
He's all AR-15 alone. He's doing his thing.
Mike is funny. Y'all better put some respect on him.
Mike Epps is funny, as far... That's why, he's funny when he's joking, on people.
Cedric.
I think he's funnier in movies
than he
is in stand-up.
Cedric the Entertainer is your old school goat.
He's funny.
This is getting out of hand.
You like
honey,
me.
How was your weekend? Honey, how
was
your weekend?
No, I'm sorry. Cedric the Entertainer was he's on TV funny. He's good Johnson Film Vacation. He's great movies, television.
He's funny. He's funny.
I ain't gonna lie. In the Kings of Comedy, y'all really watched this part?
He's the least funny.
Yes, you watched it, but he's
hold on. But he's all funny. Extremely funny.
They're all extremely funny, but he's the bottom.
Wow.
He's funny than Mike Epps.
Yes, he is. Sure. You're right. Let me put some respect on Seth's name. Let me put some respect on Seth's name.
Eddie Murphy?
I put some respect on Seth's name.
Absolutely not.
Good. Eddie Murphy's hilarious. Yeah. But honey, how was your weekend?
I just got back from Panama, so.
Ooh, Island girl.
Why you said that like you young in Miami?
I don't know.
Panama.
It's the lashes. It's the lashes.
She was hanging out with young Miami, that's why.
Nah. But it was lit. Very nice, very... You know, I felt in tune with the culture and everything, even though they don't speak any English, no English.
You speak Spanish? You use your Spanish speaking skills down there?
No, I just, you know, Google Translate.
I use
a couple words, like here and there to get me by.
Using my second home country, man.
That's my second home, too.
Are you?
Like, my grandfather's family is, like, part Panamanian, yeah.
Oh, you're Panamanian, okay.
Yeah, you know, it's in my blood, it's in my blood.
So did you party with the natives?
I did.
What are they listening to down there?
Listen, they listen to everything. They actually, what was really, like, surprising, they like reggae. They love reggae. I don't know if they understand any of it or if they just like the beat because they don't really speak English, but they love reggae.
They just want to shake.
Like every Uber, every taxi, every place I've been into had reggae playing.
That's what's up.
Every Panamanian woman I know in America, she would have been a Sydney man. I'm just saying.
I see why. I see why.
Escape slavery.
Work on the canals. Yes, I heard that history too when I was on the boat ride.
Okay, so it makes sense.
I went to a fire West Indian restaurant and I met the chef. I told the chef to come out, please, because the food was so good, so authentic, and he was like the only English speaker on the island. I'm convinced.
Told the chef to come out?
I told the chef.
He thought a celebrity was in there.
I said, please, send the chef. We had to talk to the chef because he was Jamaican, and the food was very good. The name of the restaurant was El Carib. And I realized after this trip, right, and I'm going to be brief, that do not just listen to TikTok, because TikTok would put you in all of these fake bougie places that the food is trash. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cause I went to like two of the places and I was like, what? This is like, they had fun here. Like, and I really did my research and like looked online and stuff like that and found these nice restaurants in the hood. Not the hood, but like the local.
Hole in the walls.
Well, it wasn't really a hole, but it was local spots. Yeah. Local spots, I would say. They were very nice on the outside and the inside, and the food was the bomb. So
there you go. I love that for you.
Do your research. Don't just go to TikTok when you go on somewhere.
Imagine like Panamanians coming here, staying in like a nice hotel, and then going to Richie and be like, you know, I went to the hood, ate with the locals, and enjoyed myself.
They be doing that.
They left Manhattan and went to the Bronx. But
let's be real. If they do go to like the main places on 42nd, who eats in 42nd here? Anybody?
Well, we don't because we know better.
Okay, then. So, but they're going to probably go on TikTok and be like, okay, what's the best restaurant on 42nd? And it's going to pop up 42nd. And that's going to be trash.
But do you not, you
send
know,
them to Dykeman.
Do y'all not, you know, 42nd
Hello.
Street?
Hello.
But
Dykeman.
You don't eat on 42nd Street.
Brown sugar. Somewhere.
You don't eat on 42nd Street not because like the food or the restaurants aren't good. It's just because the prices are pushed up.
No, that's not why I don't
that's
eat
exactly
there.
Why.
I don't eat there because the food is trash.
The price, the food is trash because what you would get in the regular restaurant is double the price. So it makes it extra
no,
trash.
No, it just does not taste good to me. Like it's for white people. It has no season, no like flavor. Sorry.
It depends on what you go.
Yes, it does depend.
Let's just say most of the places are commercial.
But we're not eating there again.
That's a bold statement to say all 42 restaurants are.
I said most of the places that are popular. Most of the places that are popular.
Dez, what's that place we went to for PJ's birthday?
PJ's birthday, we went to.
That's right.
It was an African spot.
Yeah, the African spot. Their food is good. Lagos.
Lagos is good.
Their food is good. It's just overpriced because of where it's at.
Yeah.
That's why I don't go to Times Square because I'm like, yo, I'm paying double the price when I could, if I just go to Lower East Side, I can get this same quality food for cheap.
Yeah. Well, that's a you thing.
Oh my God, I ain't the only one. I know I ain't crazy. I know I ain't the only one that's went to Fridays and said, oh, this Fridays tastes the same, but the bill is triple the price.
Yeah.
It ain't that the Fridays is less good. It just is less good now that I got the food and the food is more expensive.
I don't know. I just go for the vibes. The good food and the ambiance. And I just need a little balance of all.
I feel that.
Trev, how was your weekend, man? How you been?
Man, my week has been lack of sleep, but it's been cool.
Big
man.
Papa. Big Papa vibe.
Yeah.
Papa Rose is in the house.
Yo, give me my...
Say, get your claps.
Give me my fucking flowers, man.
Right, you don't have no bags in the eyes.
Give me my flowers, man. And I'm trying to shake the dad bod off. Bad eating with the pregnancy. with the pregnant fiance was just insane. Mm.
It's all right.
But I'm. Oh, thanks.
Where'd that come from? Where'd that bullet come from?
Way to body shame me.
So are you back in the gym? Are you back in the gym?
I am back in the gym.
Okay.
His show.
I'm back in the gym. Nah, it's okay. It's all right. It's all right. Mustafa can talk all he wants. But yeah, nah, I'm back in the gym. It's surreal, yo. It's actually crazy to know that there's a human being that like can't function without me. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's dope. I'm looking forward to this. I'm ready for this journey, ready for this chapter. I appreciate all y'all for the support and love, man. The outpouring is overwhelming, actually.
I love that for you.
We love the little
princess. All the deadbeats that watch this, this is an example of a man. Take care of your business. Just let's put that out there.
Chill. Shout out to my baby daddy. That part is insane.
Who?
Shout out to my baby daddy.
It was a joke.
I hope you watch this episode. It was a joke. Hey, shout out to you. I heard you're a good guy.
No, you better come get your son every other weekend.
Oh my God.
Custody battle on the podcast.
Oh my God.
Nah, but for real though, Tripp, you doing your thing, man. I'm proud of you. I'm happy for you, man. Yo, so
thank you.
All the blessings to you.
Aren't you happy you're not a baby daddy?
Yes. Don't BD me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Please.
Don't baby daddy me.
Thank you. Please tell everybody.
Yonce. And father of my kid. Nah, don't.
There you go.
Father
soon
of my child.
Husband.
Don't put that baby daddy stigma on me.
Yes.
I ain't nobody's baby daddy.
But nah.
I've been zaddy to many.
Do you dad to one. Do you just catch yourself just staring at her? Do you just catch yourself staring at her a lot?
OD. It's crazy when you see somebody, like, it's somebody who has your features. It's like a little you. You know what I mean? But even though she like her mom, but she has features of you.
What do you like?
I can't wait till I get to the personality phase when she could talk and
give you sass.
Yeah. See, where you get that from? That's going to be fun, Bob.
I love that for you, Bob.
Thank you, y'all. I appreciate y'all. But that's all. It's a lot, but that's all it's been with me the last couple weeks.
That's good. Yo, Dens, what you been up to? Can't forget about Dens.
Started a new job.
Okay, congrats, Papa. Woo! Congrats. Yes, sir.
Let me hold some money.
After I pass my uni test, yeah.
I'm gonna say,
let me hold some money.
These single girls better stop playing. They better talk to Dens. Dens
be working.
Right. This is a career man.
I know his bank account. He's saving.
That's career man right there.
Yeah, he's
saving. They better stop playing.
He only have a cat.
That's it.
Only have one and only.
He only have a cat.
He stay with pussy.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. He only got one to take care of.
We're going to get Dens married on this podcast.
Right.
No, we're not. We're going to do better than that.
I get to choose.
We're going to get a
cat. Oh, I'm thinking you mean like the actual ceremony.
Oh, no. Not here, no. We're going to find this woman is going to comment and be like, I want the cameraman.
They should. I hope so. Yeah, I'm single. Yeah, see? I heard the man.
So what y'all trying to get into today? What's up?
These topics is hot.
Let's get
these
to
topics is hot.
I see, yo, honey's reading the card and sweating.
These topics is hot, like, because I think it's the liquor. Yeah, I'm in church. Okay.
Yo, shout out to the new cars, like.
Yo,
like,
shout.
Yeah, shout out to me.
You got a new car.
The cards.
It's cards.
Oh, the cards. I thought you had the cards.
I'll get into the first topic. Let me bring
this. My car's still 2020.
Let me reel this pod back in.
Let's do it.
Yo, sorry. Topic. First topic we got on board today. Is marriage a priority for the next generation? Reason why we ask this question. A lot of high-powered people are getting divorced. People that these kids, the generation before us now, are looking up to. The celebrities like Remy and Papoose for the ratchets who love the hip-hop. Remy and Papoose are going through stuff. Damian Lillard and what's her name? Kayla Lillard got divorced. Jeezy and Gina May are getting a divorce. That's a lot of celebs are going through it. And even if you look at marriage, Jada and Will not looking too strong over there on their side of the board.
I was gonna say, I think they're fine.
Like they may have drama, but they're doing fine.
We'll come back to Jada and Will. We'll come back to them because I have a lot to say about them.
She may hate him.
But we'll come back to them. But from the masses outside looking in, when you get treated like that, you know what I mean? When you get that type of treatment, it's not something you're like, that's a goal. Like everybody who's relationship goals at one time, think about it. Mm-hmm. They're not together anymore. Remember, relationship goals, people posted celebrity relationships all the time. Goals. I'm seeing that less and less. I don't know if y'all realize that. I've seen that less and less.
Yes.
How many people posting Michael B. Jordan and Laurie Harvey all the time?
Goals. Oh, yeah.
I need that.
Look at them. I need. Not anymore.
But that's more so just because they're two good-looking people. And people
look at no, but it was about what they were doing and everything they're posting. All of a sudden, they're broken up. That's not goals.
Whoops.
Oh, I need this.
So everything seems to be like, I mean, even when you think about like the relationship goals thing, right? Like, I feel like that's all like this whole social media wave, like what we're saying, like this generation, like people just want what looks good and they don't really know like what is really going on in these people's relationships. So I definitely think maybe marriage is still like to some a good thing. But for this generation that's just, like, so vain and just so, like, onto what it looks good from the outside looking in, I don't know. It's not looking too good for the future, baby.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. Especially, like, everyone, like, I would say under, like, what's our generation under us? Like,
28 and under.
28, right? Okay, so 28 and younger? I don't see it. I don't see them wanting marriage as much as maybe our generation and older may value it.
Yeah, I mean, 20 under 28, so it's 27 under. But yeah, I agree.
I agree with you 100%. I also think the big thing is that I think they want it, but they don't know the work it takes to put in. And they're not willing to do it. I think for the most part, everyone wants to get married. Everyone wants to find someone they love. Mm. But it's the work that puts in and understanding that nobody's perfect. Everyone's looking for, every girl out here is looking for Michael B. Jordan. He could be a serial killer for all we know. No one really knows who he is. Let's be real.
He's an actor.
I'm being drastic, but I'm being real. Every guy wants Jhené Aiko. That might just be me, but I don't know that girl from a hole in the wall.
Okay, she might
beat
Sean.
She might beat him for all
she,
we know.
She could be a serial killer. I want her.
Yeah, but no one, and people, like you said, everyone just sees them on Instagram and going places. But what about the work it takes to put in the communication? It's hard to communicate. It's hard to talk about the hard things, finances, just everything that just goes on in a relationship. And everybody wants the love, but doesn't want to do the work. They just think that, oh, he's handsome, she's cute, we're going to go together and think it's going to work out. And it's not that simple. And I think we can all attest that we've all been in relationships that it's hard. It's hard.
I think, like, to answer the question, I don't, is it a priority is what we're asking. I don't think it's a priority.
No.
I think for the younger generation, I think they're a lot different from us in a way, which is like happiness. I think the generation under us, the next generation is more focused on happiness. And maybe I said 28, maybe I should say 26 and under, because I think 26, 27, 28, 29 is still our generation in a way.
Yeah.
But 26 and under, I think they're focused on happiness. I think for us, right, when we were thinking about happiness at a time when we was coming up, that meant marriage. Happiness was marriage, kids, and the family.
Yeah.
Now, their priorities have changed. Just like we thought, like, we'd work somewhere, get a pension, all that. Yo, the generation now, yo, work somewhere for 20 years, get a pension. They look at you like, what? Excuse me?
What's a pension?
Do the same thing every day for 20 years and get a pension? I ain't doing that. You know why? Because I'm not going to be happy. They're focused on happiness.
Yeah.
They focus on that. They're not looking at a marriage necessarily like that. Yo, I know mad young boys who's like, settle down for what? Maybe when I'm like in my 40s. Like, I hear them like, yo, I'll be a father, but I ain't trying to get married.
It's insane.
A lot of young, I know people listening is like, no, I don't know who he talking to. I ain't nobody. No, that's a lot of people feel like that. And just a lot of women do too. A lot of young ladies do too.
Yes.
Because you can't, listen, you know, when young Miami was like, oh, I'm with Diddy, I'm single, but we dating. You know how many girls was reposting that saying, oh, yeah, yo, I love this. Oh, goals.
What does that mean?
They like that.
It means that, basically, like a situationship. She's getting the benefits of a relationship.
Why is that
without the relationship? Because
it's happening.
Some people feel like you don't have to be responsible for certain things, and you can cut ties and walk away when you want to. When in reality, it's still kind of hard, even in a situationship or whatever they say, dating exclusively, I don't even know, all these different terms, to me, it's still a relationship. You're just, like, basically trying to play your mind tricks, saying that it's not, like, but whatever, just so you don't have certain responsibilities. And to be real, like what you were saying, like, I think, like, a lot more of the younger generation now have, they feel like they have choices. Like, a lot of them are making millions of dollars now, like, coming from high school, they're becoming entrepreneurs, they're making millions of dollars, and they're like, well, shoot, I get my body done, and then I'll worry about marriage later, I'll worry about kids later, I don't have to worry about that right now, and if I do get it there, then I'll have millions of dollars, so I could take care of my kid myself. A lot of women are thinking like that, and a lot of men are thinking, like, well, why would I give my money to these women, and I could just spend it on myself, and I have this for myself, and, you know, women just want to talk to me anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to spend money on them. They should be spending money on me.
Yeah, the sad reality is most people don't make that much. Like, most of these kids that be like, yo, I'm going to be a social media influencer, most of them don't make that money, so a lot of them will become
the
9-to-5er, and they don't realize it.
Like, but the ones that do, let me tell you, they're seeing a lot more money than we've seen.
Yeah,
in our early 20s, like, we were in college broke.
And they're all on Instagram, TikTok, and all that. And now the young gen's like, oh, snap, 20 making
millions. This is easy.
Yeah, I can do that. I can play video games and live stream and do that. I can get my body done and just
dance. Yo, but think of that as a parent, though. Like, your kid is like, what do you say to your kid who's 6, 7 years old says, you want to be like Kai Sanat, so I'm going to start streaming?
It's very hard. I'll tell you from a parent that has a preteen, and my son is going to be 13 soon, a couple months, and it's very hard. Like, I'm like, well, what do you want to do? And, you know, and he's, like, changing, like, all the time.
Yeah.
But I see, like, what he's watching and, you know, what he's doing, right? And I'm like, okay, like, you know you need a real job, right? Yeah. Like, yeah. You know you need some money. Like, you have to take care of yourself. Like, how are you going to take care of yourself, you know? And sometimes he'll say, like, oh, I'll create this. I'll be an entrepreneur, or I'll do this, or I'll make that. And I'm like, you know, you need something to fall back on, like, you know, in case that doesn't work out or whatever case may be. Like, you need, like, a skill, like a trade, something like that. Because I'm still old school in a sense. Like, I'm still like, you know, you need something besides entrepreneurship. Mm. I'm still, like, a little bit old school, so.
Because it's not gonna come up right off the ground.
Well, it could.
But
I'm still, like, a little old school. Like, I think.
Yeah. It's like, all right, well, you have a 10-year-old, and he's like, "Yo, I'm gonna be the next Kai Sanat. I want to be a biggest streamer right now." And he's like, "Yo, for Christmas, I want camera. I want microphone.
PC.
PC. I'm gonna play my game, and I'm gonna stream."
And some of these 10-year-olds are making more money than us.
Saying how do you let your son stream? Because you also have to remember, we're the same parents who teach, yo, don't go on your phone and be talking to anybody on the internet. Mm-hmm. But they're talking to everybody. That's completely opposite of what you're telling them.
Yeah,
it's trick or treat every night.
Yeah,
it's, yo, you don't know who you're talking to.
And there's a lot of kids now.
You're interacting with these people now, and you have to understand too that for the thing that's scary about that, right, is that. These kids, as much as like you want, like me, I'm big on. I want them to be able to do whatever they feel like they want to do, mm-hmm. right? I want my daughter to be able to do whatever she wants to do. But I'm also the same guy that's like, she's also, yo, 10-year-olds. Are you really mature enough to handle a relationship with people on the internet that you don't know?
Yeah,
they say stuff. You read it. Am I ready to expose my daughter to these things that are being said to her? That she may not even know what that means. Somebody might comment something sexual to her, and she don't know anything about that. Mm-hmm. Or her feelings. I'm like, you have to be also mentally mature enough to be a streamer and do all this stuff. Like, you have to read something and be like, okay, who are you?
Yeah.
Like, words hurt when you're not mature enough. Yeah. So, like, if your kid is 10 and he says, I want to be the biggest streamer in the world, what do you do?
Yeah. When he's going on there streaming, and someone's like, yo, you suck.
Yeah, get off. What do you do? Do you let them?
I told you, I'm still a little old school. I'm like, no.
Denzel, do you tell your kids no?
Yes, because I tell my son he can't post videos and stuff on TikTok. He cannot post on any of these social media sites. And I check his phone to see if he's doing it.
You can definitely tell them no. It's just a matter of more so, like, why do they want to do this? And if they plan on doing it in the future. So they plan on doing it in the future. It's okay to kind of, like, just play the game now. But in a few years, you want to start posting as you get older and more mature. Because at 10, no. That's definitely too young. But as you get older, if they want to post and do things like that, if you're monitoring it, then I think that's okay. Because the world's changing.
And if you're going to take it seriously, you know, I went through a huge falling out with my father because he said, what is cameras going to do for you? A couple years later, he said, all right, bet, son, let me know when we go to Dubai. And we're going to do it. We're
going to
do it, for sure.
And that's another hard piece. If I'm the 10-year-old, do I hold that grudge? My dad didn't get me the camera.
Yeah.
I told him I wanted to do streaming. He didn't give me a camera. This guy gave me a basketball. I didn't want a basketball. I want a camera. Like, do you hold that grudge? Because you have to understand, too, it's when it comes to sports, right? A lot of times the things that we allow our kids to do, it's kind of that same thing. Like, you want your kids to get better in basketball. You put them in basketball. When he plays his first game, there's people watching.
Yeah.
And your son has to learn, yo, especially if you play in some of these areas outside in the park, they may say you suck. You gotta hear that and understand that.
Yeah.
Like, these are the same kind of lessons, but and that's the thing about parenting now that's going crazy, because these same lessons we have to teach our kids in streaming.
Yeah. I think it just goes down to, and I hope I'm not getting off the top, but just communication with your kids. Like, let them do what you want, but you have to be able to communicate with them about what they're going to experience. And I guess, like Malik said, just constantly talking to them and let them know expectations, you know, what the ins and outs of everything that's going to happen. So if they want to stream, cool, but this is what could happen. And are you prepared for that? And I guess trusting them in a way, I guess, and it also depends on the kid. Cause like you said, if the kid's not old enough, if you feel like your son is not old enough to handle certain things, then that's just a hard no. But if you feel like some people got mature kids, start maturing fast, especially girls, we know girls mature a little bit faster, but are they able to handle that?
They think they do.
Yeah. No,
that's for another topic.
And also, if you stream, seeing other people stream, so you're aware that people are going to tell them you suck. Like, you see people's comments, especially watching the popular people, you see people say these negative things, and like, you see it, and it's like, of course, it's going to come to you regardless of what you do. People are going to,
I don't think you should shut down your kids' dreams, but if you got the time and you want to help, all right, if that's what you want to do, cool. Let's research this, let's work on it together, let's see if this is something you really want to do and if you can get into, regardless of what it is, streaming, modeling, whatever it is.
Dance, I don't know. Not to get super off topic,
but I guess we all say marriage isn't a priority. There's not saying that there aren't people that don't want to get married. That's not what we're saying.
Yeah, but we're saying we're not thinking it's a priority. Like you said, happiness, getting money, and just living life.
Yeah, and I think tradition is starting to become less of a thing.
There's no tradition.
The new generation, I think, is starting to become like. That's what they're saying.
Just be unhappy for 20. Yeah.
That's still no one, it's a detriment, definitely, but no one really wants to just be in a job that's just because it pays well.
Job or marriage.
20 years, job or marriage. And people want to get married, but it's just like no one
can see it. My bad. I want to go to the next second. My bad. I just want to get this point off. When we was coming up, do you remember a time when your parents were really infatuated with somebody else's relationship?
No.
Like another, besides your grandparents, son, like another like celebrity relationship.
I think that would have been when they were younger, possibly. Maybe Oprah
instead. Whoa,
not Oprah. Not even. I don't Oprah.
Oprah and Gail.
My pops always said Oprah and Stedman and friends.
I think they're just friends. I think Whitney and Bobby. But that's more so like toxic parents.
I don't think
they're crackheads.
That's like Krishan and Blueface.
beating each other.
Are your parents toxic?
I don't mean in the sense that they were infatuated with that, but I think in terms of parents, like, we wouldn't have seen our parents infatuated celebrity relationship. I think by the time that they had us, they were older, so they wouldn't care as much. Don't talk about, we go 10 years, 20 years prior, maybe. And also, you have to understand, celebrities with life different. We don't have everything we need from the palm of our hands. We only see celebrities when they were on TV or on a movie. Other than that, we didn't know who they were.
Yeah, I don't think we have access.
It's more so like we see it. Like,
It's in our face. But what's in our face is the good most of the time. Like the dinner.
Technically,
them smiling. Like social media is easy. Like it's easy to show like the good, but behind closed doors, you really don't know what they're going through. You feel me?
True.
So social media is like you painting your own picture. So
Whitney and Bobby were showing it though.
They were getting it.
They were doing crack on camera.
They were going out there.
They don't count.
They had a reality show and they was wilding in the reality show. So
yeah, some people don't need reality shows. They offer them probably something.
I mean, we got reality shows now, and people are still like.
I don't care what no one said. They loved each other at one point. They loved each other.
Nah, but we don't got nobody. We don't have no crackheads on reality shows.
These reality shows is mothers fighting people
not
and
crack,
stuff. Like,
they be cokeheads.
Cokeheads.
Jersey Shore? Was Jersey? Yeah. Hey.
Jersey Shore? Hey.
All right,
forget about y'all the brothers. Drugs. It's parents on reality shows. Love and Hip Hop, Basketball Wives, all of these shows. I don't even watch them. But I see clips of them like fighting each other and taking each other's wigs off. Like, come on, that's somebody's mother. Like, it's somebody's wife.
It's all for money.
I had that.
It's all for money. At the end of the day, like, they live a completely different life because whatever drama is, even the Kardashians, they get paid more money when they're being talked about. So they go out their way. Like, everything that we see, you have to understand, they cut out a lot of it. A lot of the stuff that happens, we don't see.
I don't
want to
talk about the Kardashians.
No, we're not. I won't go into them. Nah, but you're right. Oh, good point. Should love be unconditional in a relationship or in a friendship?
It's never unconditional.
Should it be? I say, is it? Should it?
I find out you're a serial killer, I gotta go.
Should it be?
No.
Why? Expand. Great answer.
Okay,
we're doing a podcast, doll.
If you're spiritual, right, it should be unconditional because then you want to have a love like God, right? Like that's what they say, and God's love is unconditional. But I think nowadays, like, it's not because we have to like factor in a lot of moving parts, and sometimes what we think is love is not really love, and that's where it comes with conditions.
Okay.
Mm. I don't know if that makes sense.
Makes sense.
I think love should be unconditional. I think it should be. It's not, but it should be. I think if you have a really good friend, family members that you trust with everything you got, you should love them unconditionally, no matter what secrets or whatever comes out. I have a brother. I love him regardless. He could murdered 10 women in his life, I'd be like, all right, you know, he's a murderer, but I still love him. That's my brother.
Yeah, but if you find out someone's a chomo, then it's like, you may not love them as much.
What's a chomo?
What the fuck? So what if your brother crashes your new car?
He has crashed one of my cars.
That's materialistic.
There's people in my life. We gotta get back serious. I don't even know what a chomo is, but.
A child molester.
Okay.
Thank you. That's why did you just say that?
Yeah.
That could have been taken so many ways.
I feel like he's on Twitter looking up all the slams.
I don't know what chomos are.
Anyway, I feel like if Christmas. I know, I can say this for a fact. There's people in my life that no matter what they tell me about themselves, they've done or whatever, I will always love them. Always. Always. There's nothing that he could say. Honestly, everyone in this room, there's nothing y'all can say to me that I would not love y'all for.
So if your wife cheats on you, you're going to love her still?
If we had that love, I can't love you anymore, but, well.
You're going to love less?
So you're stopping.
No.
You're stopping someone if they cheat on you, but not if they're a trauma.
I agree with Malcolm because even if you get cheated on,
that doesn't take away the love. That just, you just broke
you're
my trust.
You're
going to
be hurt. Yeah, you may hate them, but you may hate them so much because of how much you love them.
And yeah, because so you hurt me, but that doesn't take away the love. You just broke my trust. You went to go do whatever with another guy. That doesn't take away the love that we had. You just said, you know what, it wasn't enough for you or whatever the reason you needed to cheat. But I think if you care about people or love people a certain way, you have my love. You have it. And regardless of, again, what you do, what you say to me, you have it. It's going to hurt. It may be disappointing, but you're my people. Why would I?
That's so deep, Malcolm. You love so deep.
Yeah.
I like that.
I do. 100%. Again, my brother, he can do no wrong. I mean, he can do wrong, but that doesn't change the fact that he's my brother, that I would still die for him.
Okay.
I'm going to let them know, yo, you're wilding, but
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'll tell you, yo, bro, you killed 10 girls for what? But
like, hey, I think you should stop.
I'm still putting money on your commissary.
Are you turning me in?
I disagree.
Are you turning me in?
I disagree.
Okay.
That's fine.
I think for parents and children, maybe yes, you should love unconditional. Absolutely. But children do. I'm a man. Men are the only thing in this world that's not loved unconditionally ever. Only women, kids, and animals. Yeah. No, 100%. Men are only loved unconditionally by their mamas or their dads. That's it.
That's different.
So, with me knowing that, should it be unconditional? Only for those people. As far as siblings go, I love my siblings. Love my siblings. All of them. My siblings, one of my siblings molested my daughter. Love is gone. There is no condition. I can say, yeah, I love him. No, dog. And there are plenty of people in this world who dealt with, yo, my uncle raped me.
Yeah.
My sister was like, you could have a son, and oh, my auntie did this to me. There's nothing that we can excuse for that. Nothing. I don't care. Because if you my sibling and you love me like you say you do, you know certain things what to do, what not to do.
Correct.
Also, unconditional love in relationships, not a real thing. They killed Jesus. Jesus loved people unconditionally. They kill him. Nah.
Nah.
I don't stand a chance.
It's the nah.
He said he was on the cross.
I don't stand a chance. So it shouldn't. Because in relationships, respectfully, it's what, even when you're married, you're as good as what you do. What you provide in this relationship. This is a team effort. Mm-hmm. It's a team bond. If I'm in a marriage with somebody, she loves me until I'm failing at my job and somebody here to step up and be able to do it.
Or, I mean, even the vows. When you get married, you saying vows. You saying, like, what the conditions are right then and there.
To God.
Right then and there, we're saying what the conditions are. Like, we're saying, okay, you agree to this? Yes? Okay, you? I do? Okay.
I will say, I hear what you're saying. But I know the people in my life wouldn't molest my daughter. I know that for a fact.
I hear that. You can't say that.
But no, and you talking about, but we're talking about relationships and friendships.
I'm not saying, the reason you can't say that, you may know that. But there are plenty of people who've been blessed that
of course,
know that can say the same thing.
I feel you.
It's always someone who said, I would never believe they would do that.
Okay, and you're right.
Or killing or something like that too.
That does happen, but
murdering.
I will choose to believe that until it happens. Of course, I won't make those situations possible because I would be a good parent. But I believe I could leave my daughter with Malik and I would know that won't happen.
Regardless of the, like, even if it's not that situation.
Of course, and like you said, uncles have done that. People have done that, but I like to believe I'm a good judge of character, the people I let in my circle, where I know that I can love them unconditionally. Of course, you people get tricked, that things happen. But I like to believe, and maybe naive or whatever, but that I'm a good judge of character of the people I let in. Mm-hmm.
That might be his condition. You might have another condition. Somebody murdered somebody else. Somebody murdered somebody or whatever.
You guys don't know what that feels like.
Don't know what it feels like.
The scenarios that you guys are making. You haven't been in that position. So I feel like even though those are some terrible situations. And you may hate the person. But also when you hate somebody so much, a lot of it is because of how much you love them.
Mm-hmm.
So you may cut them off. You may hate them. You may have all those bad feelings.
But why did
it hurt? You may still have that love for them in your heart.
That's
why it hurts so much.
You can't tell me.
That's why you have that hate.
Tell me, so y'all look back at when Selena's best friend killing her, and y'all be like, you know what? She killed her because she loved her.
The singer?
Yeah.
It was a manager.
But that was jealousy. That was hate. That's evil. They weren't friends. They were your friends. That was a manager. They were friends. She cried and said, I killed my best friend.
But that was jealousy.
Jealousy would get you got every time.
And getting caught stealing.
I hear you. But people who love you could be jealous of you and do evil to you.
No, you're right. And not even mean to. It's just, it could be something mentally. It's just not.
People who love you can be jealous and do evil and do wrong things. And then, you know what? They mad when it's like, oh, I messed up because now I got to pay the consequences and I shouldn't have done that. Yeah. But you're not going to sit there and at my funeral come and be like, I loved her, though. I shot her, but I shot him, but I loved him.
You pull up to the funeral. If you pull up to my funeral.
After you took me out. What? Nah. I'm not reaching. Because I'm telling you, it's not reaching when I'm telling you, if you do X, Y, and Z, I'm not going to like that. This is compromising my relationship. If I'm married to a woman and I say, yo, these are deal breakers for me. Not saying I can't get over them. But if I find out, yo, my wife is sleeping with my brother and she's sleeping with both my brothers and all my, are my best friends.
Both is crazy.
Or I think I'm taking care of a kid for 10 years. Taking care of a kid for 10 years and it's my best friends. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. That love is, that's gone.
You think so?
It's gonna be going.
I don't believe it.
It ain't gonna be right away. It'll go.
I don't believe it. Cause she's. I think that as much as you will never go back, and as much as she disgusts you, you're still gonna have that you're still gonna have that love for her. She's still gonna have that special place. No matter how much she fucked up, you're still gonna have that special.
I disagree.
I love like God.
I mean,
I love like God.
I disagree.
I'm trying to get there.
Isn't that how we should look? I'm going into the love in this relationship. You're not gonna do me wrong because I chose you to be my person. And if you do, I get it.
I might have that.
I get it, but.
What 50 Cent said?
That love.
Love will get you killed.
Yeah. You can't take back love. Yeah, but you will.
Love can die.
Nah, I'll tell you.
Love can die. Love can die, yo. I may not be in that love anymore, but yeah. Later, say now I see her 10 years later, you think I'm still in love with her? Nah, dog. I'm lusting her. She looked good.
There's a you can't tell me
there's a difference between love and in love, though. Because at the end of the day, she did all that, right? Now you see her driving off of a bridge or driving off of a highway, she's stuck in the car. You right there. You gonna let her drown or you gonna jump in that thing and save her?
What should
you
do?
You save her. What? I know you
it's
save
tapping
her.
It's
tap and
Z?
I know you save
it's
her.
Tap and Z?
No, I'm not.
I'm not saying jump up.
What I'm gonna do?
And you're right there. You're right there. You don't have to.
Not on the tap and Z.
Just stick your arm out.
Nah, tap and Z too high.
Jump in the water.
That's been a good person.
Exactly. If you see anybody dying,
I'm not gonna kill somebody, but that because I'm not gonna somebody.
No,
somebody.
No. Are you gonna save me?
But yes, but that's not. That doesn't mean I'm not gonna. Just because I'm saved them, don't mean I love them. I would save people I hate. This if there's somebody I hate that I seen have a gun in their head and they going,
they get off, they swerve off the highway, going to the water somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Water next to a highway. They go in there, you hate that person.
Mm-hmm.
And that current is current.
Current.
You jumping in there?
I'm gonna tell you this. Look, in high school there was somebody I hated. Hated this kid. Hated everything about him. This kid was locked out the school. It was something simple. Locked out the school. The security guards was letting him in. I was able to walk to school because I was a senior. He was a junior after a certain time. You think when he saw me walking in, you think I closed the door in front of him and said, I don't like you, dog. You can't come in. Or did I hold the door open and say, come on? Didn't like him. Didn't care for him.
Right.
But I let him in. I didn't say, oh, nah, get off the door. I'm only coming in. No. I walked in. I seen him. He was like, yo, hold that. I walked and left the door open, but he came in. I didn't. Just because I do something, you don't mean I hate you.
Somebody in the door and jumping in the
bro, you're talking about. Bro, I would absolutely save somebody's life that I hate. I pray for my enemies.
You're not going to give your life for theirs, but you'll probably try.
I pray for people I hate, and I pray for enemies every night I go to bed. I
can't
pray for myself.
Yeah, I'm not as good. I'm not that good.
I do.
I pray for loved ones and people I care about. But my enemies and the ones I hate, I'm not saying I wish horrible things.
I
feel like those.
If you pray, that's what the Bible says.
You're always gonna have that. If somebody you love crosses you, at the end of the day, you may not be in love with that person, but that love is still going. You're going to have some type of love for them.
You don't have to love them because you pray for them.
What you're telling me is love doesn't die. And I'm telling you it does.
It does.
I love people.
I'm letting you know it does.
I think it's safe to say that people just love differently.
There are people.
And I agree with that.
And my love may not die. People love differently. Honey could do me dirty, but guess what? At the end of the day, I'm still going to have love for her because I know the times and the memories and the times we spent
for me at least were real. And then again, it may be naive, or whatever, but like, I'm not stupid. I'm not gonna like trust her again, of course, but like, that love doesn't go anywhere. Like, I had that genuine love.
You're expressing that from a way where it's like she hurt you and she upset you, not where she did something to you that's like
detrimental,
unforgivable.
And then it goes back to I haven't experienced anything dark like that. Because again, I think I like to pick my people well, but people just love differently. No, my love may not die.
I talked to one of my coworkers. I don't want to say his name, and y'all all know him. He was him and his dad was mad cool. Grew up with his dad. Dad found out he was gay. Up and left him. Never talked to him again. Pops passed away. Asked him if he went to the funeral. He said, yeah, I attended. I said, how was it? Did you cry? Did you feel anything? He said, no. He speaks to me 20 years.
He loves differently.
How was that for you? Like, why did you not cry? He said, yo, bro, the love died a long time ago. My father said some things that you would never say to your kid. My love died while my dad was alive. My dad was dead to me when I was alive. I was dead to him. He was like, so it was whatever. I want to pay my last respect, but we didn't love each other.
Yeah.
I went just because he's my dad. Yo, that's the love. Love dies for people, dog.
This conditions love to can everything. Die
for
people, like,
but not for everybody. It might not for everybody.
Listen, really this conditions to everything. I just think you guys have to experience something.
And this is a perfect segue. Now, this is not really.
It is.
Go ahead.
It is. Not really perfect. Go ahead.
Like,
go ahead.
Like, how long, but then it goes in, like, how long should you, like, mourn your ex?
If you're a widow,
know I was waiting for this one.
If you're in a relationship with somebody for like, I guess it's different examples, but if you're in a relationship with someone and your ex passed and then you get a new relationship, should you still be going to the burial? Should you still be like posting stuff on Instagram for the person? Should you still be like, yo, rest in peace to my baby daddy not baby daddy, but like, should you still be like mourning the person that you lost when you're in a new relationship?
I don't think there's nothing wrong with going to a burial, or going to the service if that was someone.
No, I'm talking about years gone. I'm talking about like 15, 20 years. You in a relationship with a girl, you still going to your ex's burial site?
My ex from 20 years ago?
Yeah.
That I still know her?
She's dead.
Before she died,
You was with her.
No, but he's saying like, what's their relationship? Oh, at the time they called you, like, it's
when she died. What was our relationship?
Y'all were together.
And the person, 15, 20 years.
And then she dies.
And then 15 years later.
You married.
You have a new relationship.
That's the only loophole where you're able to still miss that person. Yeah, it's okay to miss that person if they died in a relationship, because it's just like, That was a piece of you that died. Assuming you was in a great relationship, the love of your life, and then they died, like, a piece of you just died off quickly. Say something quick and what you can say goodbye, it just happened. You really, like, you're going to feel that for a very long time. Now, if you're talking about something where it's like, you guys, like, and you're in a new relationship, and, like, that person's upset that, you know, your wife died, it's like, your choice to be upset that my wife died. I was over here for 20 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Like, you can't come in here and be like, oh, well, you need to get over it. I'm here now. That's crazy.
I mean, it's never happened to me, so knock on wood, but I don't want to say, like, I don't want to be, like, so, like, insensitive. Yeah, I feel like after a while, not that you have to get over the fact that they passed away, but mourning and going about it a certain way is kind of just bringing you back to that moment. It's not letting you let go and let them rest in peace. Like, but I can say, like, I've seen people that I know, they've had, you know, exes maybe that got murdered or something like that, and every year they're celebrating this person. And I don't see that it's kind of wrong in a sense, because maybe I just never experienced that, but I just feel like it's a little too much. Like when do you just say goodbye?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to go? You want me to go? If I always try to put myself in another person's shoe. So, of course, if you lose your wife, your husband, tragic. You should be able to mourn. There's no real way for me to tell Vanessa Bryan, hey, get over Kobe. Right,
if
I'm dating her, I can't say that, right? But also, there has to be a respect factor of, all right, I'm with somebody new. They know I lost somebody. but I can't keep violating. Example, Will and Jada. Continual violation. Like, Tupac has been dead since, what, 1993?
Almost 30 years ago, 96 Pac dies.
Right. He dies. Now 20 years later?
About to be 20 years later.
Jada's still posting him.
No, it's more than 20 years.
It's almost 30.
Yeah, it's 20 something. It's almost 30 years.
Oh, yeah, it'll be 30, yeah.
Now Jada is posting this. Like, your husband writes you a big happy birthday post. Happy birthday. I love you. You're the best. And you're a super mom. You're great. You're a great person. And now all of a sudden, here goes a post with you and Tupac dancing to your husband's song. And you don't even, you fail to mention, like, my husband at all. Like, it's a disrespect factor. If I'm with a woman and her husband died, and this is, I've been married to you for 20 years, damn near, and all you doing is mentioning this man that you dated in the past every time, every year, like, you talk about him all the time. Like, after a while, I'm like, yo, what's up? You got me jealous of a ghost. Yo, what's good with you?
Not jealous.
What's good
with
you?
He said he was. Huh? He said he was jealous, and she also said that was just her soulmate. Like, she made it clear.
But, like, when do you let him rest? Like, when do you let it rest? When do you let it go? You done got married. You have 3 kids with this man. You moved. I thought you moved on. Like, I mean, but every birthday, every, like, day that comes around his memorial of his death, like, honestly, I think it's just publicity for her new book, in her defense, a little defense. But I still feel like, nah, sis, you cannot sit there and make your man feel like
you can't tell somebody
how to mourn the death of someone,
and how to hurt, yeah, or how much time they need to stop.
It should not hurt that much.
How? What you? Yo, she's talking about. She's saying that's his soul. That's her soulmate. So, and honestly,
so what am I, chopped liver?
That's on Will Smith for not seeing those flags before he married her. Like, honestly, if she probably was doing this the whole relationship even before they got married. If you see that someone's not over a ghost, you have no business. I wouldn't marry that person.
I heard he didn't even hit it. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, but we don't know that. We don't know that.
Pac was different.
Pac was hitting her up here.
We don't know that.
So her mind is gone for like 30 years, and she's just been playing.
But I agree with you. Yes, she is disrespecting Will Smith, but, like, at the end of the day, who are we to tell you
how? No. I'm sorry. All due respect.
I wouldn't have married
her. I don't mean to be inconsiderate either, or disrespectful. Mourning for 20 something years is crazy. Do you know what mourning is? The period of mourning. Have y'all looked up the definition of mourning? Mourning somebody's death?
Bro, do you guys also realize some people just kill themselves so they don't have to go through that?
Yes, it's hard. Yes, bro, because it's hard.
People can't recover.
But do you know the people that tried to kill themselves and didn't? You know what they say? It's never going to be, quote unquote, easier, but you get through it with time.
Of course.
Time.
You have to be strong, but some people don't recover.
And don't know how to handle it.
Time out.
Some people
then to me, that's something mentally is something wrong.
That's fine, but just let's admit that she can't get over it. That's just her issue.
And there's something wrong with her.
Okay, that's fine.
And a lot of the other people that keep mourning, I also think, like, you're just not going to be excited until you're dead, too.
And I also think that it's different, too, when, like, say I'm married to a woman for 20 years. We got 3 kids. I lose her. I find another relationship. Is my new relationship going to stop me from going to the gravesite with my kids every year or celebrating my ex-wife?
Like, she don't have kids with him.
Okay, so what if you now...
Well, I'm saying that's different.
So what if now you have a wife and you lose her on Thanksgiving? And now every Thanksgiving for you, you're kind of going to be in a... Like, you're like, yo, like... Even if you got a new wife, that day is still not going
to... You need therapy. You need lots of therapy.
Yes, but you also can't tell somebody, oh, yo, you need to get over that. You can't be acting like
this. She's different for everyone. Listen, maybe she's like, going now,
this day is hard for it's not for me to tell somebody how or when to get over something, but I can acknowledge that there is something wrong.
It may be a problem.
And like I said, it's a boyfriend. I'm sorry. It's not. It wasn't her husband. It was a teenage love. It was a fling that they had.
Not to her.
It was a teenage love. At a certain point, you have to get past
it. You don't know what she felt during the time together. That could have been her.
Okay. All right. So I'm not gonna go on how Will and Jada, because I don't know them, right?
Yes.
But what I will say though is y'all can't sit here and tell me that. Yes, it's hard. I'm not saying it's easy. But that's something that you have to work to get through.
I agree.
You can't just say, yeah, but it happened, so I'm upset forever. I can't, because I grew up without a father, right? I can't walk around every day and say, well, you had a father, I didn't. You had a father, I didn't, and make that excuse.
Thank you.
You can't have that. Like for example, God forbid, I have 5 children. One of my children passed away. God forbid, right? Now, every time it's one of my kids' birthday, I'm just pissed.
I hear you.
Do you see? Listen. Do you see how unfair that would be for my other children? I'm gonna give you. Let me break it down. The reason I'm saying this: this happened to my dad. Lost my sister. Right? She died on Christmas Day. My dad hated Christmas for most of my life. Hated it. Hated it. Until he hated Christmas, dog. He's told me he hated Christmas. I'm not making these words up. This is what he said. I hate Christmas. What he said to me. He said, I don't want to celebrate Christmas. Y'all do it. I do it for y'all. I hate Christmas. What he said. When he told me why I was younger, I understood. My sister died on Christmas. Yeah. It's hard. You know what got him through it? Looking at it in another way. My niece was born the day after Christmas. Mm. He loves Christmas now. You think that my dad is still, he says, oh, my daughter died. Forget about it. I'm good now. It's all easy. No. What you do is you find another way to cope and to love this day. And you say, I love this for this reason. And I don't take my daughter's life for granted and sit here and be upset. I take it she would want me to love and live and be happy.
Yes.
So how many years did it take, though, for the nieces to come to be born and for him to enjoy Christmas? So now, let me know how many years.
Ash was what, 25?
Okay, so now you're going to tell me that it took him 25 years. So you're going to tell me that's way too long?
No. Nope.
Because 25 years is a long time.
From losing a child and understanding, yes. But from Pac Dot, this isn't a husband.
Oh, you see, you guys are not. You can't tell somebody how
it's a different dynamic.
You don't know
it can be a different dynamic for you, but
a child and a boyfriend and girlfriend is different. I'm sorry, you're not going to tell me a child and a boyfriend and girlfriend and to be honest with you, time out. They weren't even boyfriend and girlfriend when Tupac died. So you can't sit here and tell me that is equivalent to your child dying. It's not. I can have a friend that I love. I can have a friend that I love, and I love them immensely.
Yeah.
And they pass away.
I have friends. But I can't
compare that to losing my daughter. There's no comparison.
I'm not telling you to compare. I'm just telling you, you can't tell me how to feel about it. You can't tell me how to feel about mourning. You can't. That's how you feel, and that's you. Yeah. But you can't look Jay in the face and be like, "Yo, I'm telling you how you need to."
Some niggas is out here; they got kids. They don't give a fuck about the kids. They don't care about their kids.
But I don't think it's a matter. I'll smooth it out. It's not a matter of telling you how to feel or comparison. It's about, in order for you to have healthy relationships and to move forward with healthy relationships, there is certain things that you have to do.
I agree with you. But you can't tell that person to get that help.
I'm not saying
that. Yes, I can.
If you want a healthy relationship, if you're saying, because Jada says, and a lot of people say they want healthy relationships, right? If they are saying, hey, I want a healthy relationship, I want a healthy marriage, or they're saying, hey, I moved on, now I made vows with someone else. That means you're choosing to move forward.
100%.
If you're saying that you're choosing to move forward and that you want to be in a healthy relationship, regardless if it has to do with you having more children or you having whatever the dynamic is, if you're choosing to be healthy, you have to have some level of boundaries, and you have to have some type of respect for whoever you're moving forward in relationships with.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
Jada needs to move on and accept different.
Dog, as,
and Jada, and no, let me hold on. But Jada needs to fix herself. She needs help. She needs to figure it out. But I'm not going to sit here as someone on the outside looking in and be like, yo, it's been too long. It's been this or that. Do you? It has nothing to do. No, it's her decision.
No, bro. I can look from the inside out and say that's very disrespectful.
She has a problem.
It's disrespectful. If my wife lost her friend at 22 years old, and now we're 50. We're 50 plus. 55. And I talk to her, I post her, and I'm posting like, yo, my wife, the mother of my children, my queen, I love you, thank you for your birthday, I wish you have the best birthday, many, many more. And then on that day, you repost the guy you lost and say, oh, what a life it's
She's
been.
She's obsessed.
I miss you. Wait, let me finish. And then you don't acknowledge the fact that I wrote this heartfelt thing for you.
Time out.
Y'all not gonna sit here and play and do that. If you publicly do something for somebody, you want a public response. Yes or no?
Yes.
If somebody did,
yes.
No, no.
Us,
if,
yes.
No, yo, no, no. Time out, bro. No, no. Let, yo, bro, you, let me finish. Don't do that. If you violate somebody, as small as it is, because this is on a grand scheme. If I sat here on this platform and said, yo, Zoe is whack. Zoe's trash. He's stupid. I don't like that. But then he heard this, and I went to him as a man and said, yo, I texted him. Yo, my fault, bro. I didn't mean to say that. Would that not be he wouldn't be happy because you publicly embarrassed me. I need a public apology.
It depends.
You're not going to be like, well, you said it's...
We don't know their relationship. We don't know how but they for me,
for,
in their house.
But you also can't say how I would respond, because for some people, it may be good enough to be like, you know what? Yo, he came to me as a man and apologized. I have the text messages.
Can y'all?
It don't have to be.
A lot of times it's their fans that.
Not
like,
when you a public
that
figure.
That make things bigger than what it is. But it could be, she could have said, Will, I love this. Thank you. I appreciate it. Whatever. And that
but she be, does this consistently. Like, she has
I'm not
an obsession.
It's right.
It
that,
looks
saying,
like she has an obsession.
Bro, he went on her show. Yo, no, tell me. You know why you're saying, like, to y'all? No, you know why? He was on her show, Red Table Talk, where he openly said, this makes me insecure. Whenever you talk about Pac publicly, it hurts my feelings. He said it. Look it up. You could Google it. It's a video. He said it. Exactly. And then you come out and you do this again. That's wrong. It's disrespectful to your man. If he already told you, yo, this hurts me. You can't say, yo, you don't know them. No, he said it. He said it on a public platform, this hurts me. If I come out here publicly and say, yo, man, when my girl shows her ass, it bothers me. It bothers me. And she posts a bikini pic tomorrow, y'all can be like, yo, y'all know them people. I said it bothers me.
I think we're getting away, because I agree with you. It does. It should bother him. But the point was, should she still be mourning him?
No. No.
And that's fair. And that's fair. Dude, you wouldn't.
Look at it. Can I read the definition of mourning to y'all?
Go ahead.
Smith giving niggas her blessing, his blessing. So, me,
besides the sun rising, come on, give me the definition, because
morning the sunrise.
I still feel like in order to have healthy relationships, at a certain point,
you have to
mourn differently.
You gotta let go. Yeah.
No, you have to mourn differently. I'm not saying you have to let go. You have to create boundaries, and you have to mourn differently. You could sit there in the day of, you could still be in a little bit of a funk. But because everything else you know is going on that needs more energy,
mm-hmm.
you have to be able to.
I couldn't have married Jada. She's acting like that.
Mourning is a time of sadness because of a loss. When you're in mourning after a loved one dies, it is good to lean on your friend to understand why you are sad. Mourning is an expression of grief or a time of grieving that follows a loved one's death or other serious loss. How long are you in that state?
A time. It says a time. It doesn't give a specific time.
I just disagree with that of what you're saying. How long? Like, listen, I feel like a loss, like, it could be a void that's just never filled.
And that's a mental issue.
You should not give a fuck.
That's not what that means. You know what mourning is? When somebody dies, I'm crying every day. I can't eat. I can't sleep. I'm hurting. I need somebody. I'm in the dark. I'm wearing all black. That's mourning. You can't be in that state forever. After a while, you have to figure out a way to get up and move on. You think when people's moms and stuff pass away, that they just be like, oh, like 30 years later, they're like, oh, forget it. No, of course they still remember their mom and they love them. Of course. I'm not saying that she can't. Time. Listen. I'm not saying she can't ever mention Tupac's name or say, yo, I miss him. Or, yo, I used to have love for him. But it's a way of doing it where you could do that. And there's a way of disrespecting and doing that. That's all I'm saying. It's a way of respectfully doing it. Like when Malcolm said, yo, oh, me and my baby mom died, and for her birthday, I took me and my kids, went to the grave. Absolutely. Yes, you could do that. Nobody's saying you can't do that. But now, if it's my wife's birthday, and then I say, or if it's our anniversary, I say, damn, my wife writes this long, happy anniversary post to me, and then I write this long thing about my ex-wife on our anniversary, that's disrespectful.
I agree.
You can't say, oh, well, he's mourning. It's 30 years down. No, it's a disrespect. It's a blatant disrespect.
I'm not speaking on that. I'm just speaking on her still being hurt.
Look, once you choose to move forward in another situation, there's ways to go about it.
Hey, people, when you guys see this video, I definitely want to hear your comments on that. I want to hear what y'all think about that.
Listen, all my exes, y'all need to be crying every year.
But even this is a good segue into even social media. Like, for honestly, why social media is bad? They post Britney Spears every day on Shade Room. A ball alert.
She posts herself.
Yes.
Shade Room posted her.
Come on. Dad was right. Yo, we're not gonna sit here and act like we don't realize what these social media platforms do.
Oh yeah.
It's like
they go out their way to say that we don't condone bullying.
That's my point. You say we don't condone bullying, we don't condone all this. But when you retweet Britney, are you retweeting Britney Spears because she can really dance? Is she hitting fire dance moves? We're not laughing with her. We're laughing at her.
Yeah, she's cutting herself with knives. She has a mental problem.
Come on.
I agree. Britney's out of control.
Or even when they post Dwayne Wade's son, daughter.
Oh, God.
That situation. Yeah, like they,
but
not talking about, I'm saying they'll post it and be like, we don't condone bullying or anything. And then.
Yes, they do. They condone
and
it.
And the comments are.
That's
the
all they
only
do.
Reason why they put they don't condone X, Y, and Z is because they don't want the post to be flagged.
Protect themselves, and they
want
to protect
if
themselves.
If their post is flagged, then it gets taken down because people say, what is the reason? And they put the reason. Just like when people put, oh, I don't own rights to this song. They put in that because when people flag it, what are they saying? The reason, this song, X, Y, and Z. Like, that's why they're doing it. But, can we talk about canceling Bobby? What's her name?
Bobby Afloff or whatever.
Can we cancel this?
Can we cancel this girl already?
Wow. Like, I'm tired of seeing her.
She interviewed Drake, Offset, and Mark Cuban, Funny Marcos.
Certain people need to be canceled.
Why does she need to be canceled?
I'm team cancel her.
But why do you want to cancel her?
She didn't do anything to get canceled.
What did she have?
Why are you confused?
Why do you want to cancel
her? She stole a whole black man's whole show, how he runs things. She ran along with it. And then now she's like interviewing us black people that are big in the culture and acting like she don't know them.
Can I be honest with you?
That's her. That's the show. You can't get mad at someone for that's how she's making her money. And it's not like she doesn't know them. She clearly knows them. That's why they're on their show. Not like she's interviewing one of us.
But she's acting like she doesn't know
that's
them.
That's the...
It's ignorant.
Gimmick.
It's ignorant.
That's a gimmick.
And then she tries to make black people look dumb.
No,
yes, she does. She doesn't even care about black people or the culture.
Can I say this?
You're putting a lot on Bobby.
She doesn't.
Can I say this?
If she cared about it, she would really like look into what they're doing.
She knows who these people are, which is why they're on her podcast. She's not just... Everyone knows who Offset is.
Okay, so it's funny to you. It's funny to you. You're laughing.
I haven't seen anyone, but I'm saying like her, what she does.
So how do you know? You're laughing.
I've seen the clips of it, but I haven't watched it.
And it's funny to you. It's hilarious.
What makes it funny is the way that the celebrities.
It's supposed to be awkward. Have you seen between
like Offset was violent? A lot of the interviews. That's what makes it funny.
He was the only one, like
but
one
Drake,
of them
Drake
that
was
stood
capitalizing
up.
As well, though. So it's like
that's all. Yeah,
it's her gimmick, but it's.
Have you seen between two friends?
Between I would say that's where they
that is hilarious.
That's where this podcast yes yeah. the podcast style comes from the guy from Hangover that plays
Funny
Marco
right
no. No.
The fat guy from the movie Hangover,
the one who plays
the one who put the roofies in the.
But doesn't Funny Marco does his
podcast, yes, but he did his years ago. He did his like
five,
he took
10
it
years ago.
5-10 years ago. He started doing that
it's
first.
Between two ferns,
but
and he
yeah, yep.
In between people, he just
like, he interviewed. He had Barack Obama on there. Like he had heavy hitters. Like
it's
his is hilarious, but that's where it comes from. But I'll say this: I'm not mad at Bobby for it because it's black people's fault. You can't be mad at Bobby. Be mad at these rappers. Y'all letting this little white girl get famous. It ain't her.
They going on her show.
Y'all going on her show. Drake ain't give nobody an interview for years, but you give it to her.
In his bed.
No, before she started doing it, Funny Marco was doing it first.
Yeah, no one was there.
No one. You know who Funny Marco's guests are? Orlando Brown. Dwight Howard. Not saying ain't nobody, but...
But C-list, B-list celebrity.
But it ain't Drake. Offset. It ain't Offset. It's shame on them.
So can we cancel her?
It's not us.
No, why are you mad at her?
Yes, the black people need to cancel her.
No. Black people are going on her show.
They need to cancel her. Stop going.
People like her.
Because you know what it is? People like that black versus white dynamic that's going on. That's what they're doing it for.
Black people like to please white people. It's the same reason black people don't
especially celebrities who
count on... I don't know. I feel like they're just doing it for the views.
It's the same reason why black people don't go to the BET Awards, but they go to the VMAs. Celebrity, you was the last time you seen Beyonce, Jay-Z, and them, but they'll be at the Oscars. They'll be at the Global Globes and all that.
Only if they're getting an award. If they're not, Beyonce, they don't go. Like, I was going to say.
But she's not at the BET Awards ever.
Beyonce doesn't go to anything.
Or Grammys, I should say.
If she's getting a Grammy, she'll go to the Grammys. Other than that, she's not really... They don't really go...
Beyonce could get an award, BET Awards. She gets awards every year. She ain't been there since 2002.
She doesn't care. She doesn't care.
And that's the thing.
And the BET also is owned by black people, so it's not like she's like...
It used to be.
Yeah, and she used to go. But as of now, it's just a business at the end of the day. And
let's cancel deciding, Bobby. Can we cancel wanna... Bobby?
You're not giving accurate reasons to cancel Bobby.
Because I said so. Okay. Next.
I think black
people. Has that gotten you?
I would interview Bobby.
I just think black people just need to do better in supporting each other.
What you going to say?
But this is the point. Black people do better in supporting black people.
What would you interview her and say?
Try to violate me, white girl.
I don't.
Try to violate me? Yo, she's going to be like, why are you trying to make me say things that I can't say it?
What does that mean?
She's funny, but she's awkward funny. This point where it's like you don't laugh, but you like smirk.
Dendry.
I never smirked at her, like ever.
Well, you said Mike Epps is your favorite comedian, so we know where this ends.
He's funny.
Did you guys enjoy Sexy Red before we go? Sexy Red sex tape.
It's true. Yeah,
enjoy it.
Listen, she leaked that herself.
I want to see what else happened.
I only seen the beginning, and I was like, ew.
I didn't like anything about it.
It looked boring.
Stop lying. You a hit.
Young lady, stop letting men record you in the bedroom.
No. She did it herself.
You think she posted it?
I'm tired of people leaking sex tapes and acting like it wasn't them, or leaking like nudes and being like, oh, it's me. Who the hell is going through your phone right after you did a nude and saying, hey, I'm going to leak this? Like, you're not that. You're not it. Like, we did not need to see her tits and her fake moan in her bonnet.
Yeah,
she did it because she got a video coming out. She got a song with Drake. All of these things coming out. She wanted views. She got it though. She got the views.
She got the views and the followers. So she did. Mission accomplished.
I'm just trying to see y'all sex tapes in missionary position. Do something else. Don't bore me.
I do that in my house.
I don't want to see that. What's he that I do at home?
Well, you wanted to see her jump off?
Talking about in her songs. Like, I'm trying to see how nasty she is.
They said it wasn't pink.
It wasn't. It was brown.
Ew. So which one?
What booty hole look like if that was the case?
Black.
Dark.
Oh, man.
Ew, for real?
Nah.
Yeah,
that was a while.
Did you expect it to be pink?
She said it was.
I mean, I'm sure.
Do you believe everything a rapper said?
Well, sometimes. I mean, I think you would expect a woman's vagina to be pink.
All of them?
Yes.
All of them?
Blake sounds confused. What colors you been seeing? The rainbow?
Black.
That's what I'd expect inside of it to look like.
Does she like to get spit in her mouth?
I guess not. I didn't see the whole thing, but I'm good.
I watched like the first 2 seconds. Like, this ain't for me.
Yeah, I seen the fake tits and the face. Like,
she has fake tits. Yeah. She has any tits? She has fake tits.
I don't know.
Yeah, it looks.
She's just not hot. She looks like a man.
She looks like some dog.
I thought she was trans for a long time. I see something that said she was trans, and I really
I'm muting him because I don't know who that guy is.
I really thought
Hey, this is the Roosevelt Podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and we are signing off. I don't know about those.
We appreciate y'all.
What this guy's talking about? Goodbye. See you later. Adios. You did that, Mike. We're out of here.
Is that your NBC voice?
We are out of here.